Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Still to come in the next hour of the programme, from Peloton to BlackBerry, the companies that soared before they came crashing down to earth. Adam Maguire will explain all to us. Who's going to lead the British Conservative Party? We'll get an introduction to the four left in the race. And you heard Chris there mentioning Ray Lane, who was commander of the bomb disposal unit. He was working in some of the most dangerous environments here and abroad. He's going to be here to tell us about his brand new book. Now though, Owen McGee, you're very welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me in, Claire.
Great to have you with us. And you're often here, and indeed on the telly, and you're talking about financial planning. But today you're here for a very different reason. You're going to take us back to the 4th of May in 2018 and something that happened to you on that day.
Yeah, so 4th of May 2018, I banged my head and I cracked my skull in three places and I had a massive brain bleed. And that next kind of 36 hours were very in and out. They were very odd, like you kind of open your eyes and you kind of see the ceiling, and then you close your eyes and then you'd open your eyes and you'd be in a different room, and it's a couple of hours later and you don't really know what's going on.
So did you trip and fall? You fell getting out of a taxi.
Yeah,
that
so
it?
I was in a taxi. I had been out for dinner. There was alcohol involved, but not enough to blame the alcohol. And that's another part of the story as well, actually. But I fell out of a taxi and the first thing to hit the ground was my head.
So you didn't have your hands out?
Put my hands out. I didn't do anything. I didn't try to protect myself in any way. And that led me on to something else. But I suppose just to kind of give the listener an idea of what the journey was like. It happened on a Thursday evening. I was moved up to Beaumont for surgery on Friday. And really the first time I came around was on Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of in and out and in and out for that 36 hours. And I came around on Saturday morning and I was kind of awake and I could see the surgeon at the end of the bed and he was talking to the team. And I was kind of, are you going to talk to me? Are you going to talk to me? Are you going to talk to me? And he looked like he was about to walk away. And I said, sorry, doctor. And he said, yeah. And I said, just wondering, when will I be able to go back to work?
Right. And he said?
He kind of went... I don't know. Very frustrated, and rightly so. 6-8 weeks, right? And he went to walk away. And I said, sorry, no, doctor, you don't understand. I work for myself. I need to know when am I going back to work. Mm-hmm. And he turned to me and he said, no, you don't understand. I have you here alive. And he walked off. And I didn't realise at the time, I was still very much being watched to be brought back down to surgery. I didn't know. And it was when he walked away, I did realise I am incredibly lucky. Like, I am really lucky that I've made it through this. I didn't realise I wasn't out of the woods yet, but I was sat there and I was on my own and the team left and he left annoyed. And I said, OK, I need to change some stuff.
Right. And what stuff did you think you needed
to change? I changed some personal, some business. But I suppose on the personal side, it was in a relationship I wasn't happy in. And I'm now in a very happy relationship. So that was one big thing that changed. On the personal side, I had built up some weight. And I was very unhappy with the weight and decided I had done 9 marathons and I said I want to do another marathon and I'm going to tackle the weight and I'm going to deal with that. And at that stage, I didn't know when I was getting out of bed. And in fact, I spent probably around two full months, more or less bed bound. And I did. I ran another marathon and I was delighted to get to do that. I lost a whole pile of weight. I put it all back on again, but I did lose it for a time.
But that was probably related to how you were working as well.
Yeah, it was. Actually, that week was a strange week. And this kind of comes back to why did I fall? You won't remember this, but on the Monday evening, I was on TV with you. You were on Claire Byrne Live. Yeah, I was on Claire Byrne Live on the Monday evening. I got home that night, probably around 12:30, 1 o'clock. And I was back in a radio studio at 5:30 that morning, the next morning. And the week kind of ran that week like that. And on Thursday evening at 7 o'clock, so I banged the head at around 10. And at around 7 o'clock, I realized I haven't eaten today. And I was really burning both ends of the candle or both ends of the stick, whatever.
And was that,
that
a fairly typical week
very
for you
typical.
At that
time? Like, it would be very typical at that time for me to have done 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. It would be very typical for me to just be constantly working and never really stopping.
And so now you look back and you probably, maybe you smile to yourself and go, it's no wonder you fell on your head.
Yeah.
Because you were, what you were doing to yourself.
Yeah. And one of the questions I did ask was, why did I fall? Was it just exhaustion? Was it just stress? Was it just a sign from somewhere to say, you need to slow down here? I did go and check, like my dad had a heart attack when he was 42. He had a bypass and 46, and he had a heart condition all the way through his life. And he's dead 3.5 years now, nearly 4 years, in fact. And I went to Dad's cardiologist and I said, is there anything wrong with my heart? Is that why I fell? Did I faint? And Brendan Foley, he's still my cardiologist, but he found three blockages, two 25% and one 50% blockage in the heart. Now, my understanding is you have to get to 75% before they intervene, but he watches it on a regular basis. And we do angiograms and that's there. And he says, yeah, you have the same thing your dad has, but that didn't cause your fall. Right. Oh. So it's unexplained. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Never got to the bottom of it.
But I had to change. And I had to change stuff in my life. And the couple of things I did have, like particularly with work, like work was a big one. And one of my problems was I spent the next 3 months or 2 months recovering, And the biggest question in my head wasn't, am I going to get better? At that time, we had three staff. I had three people who worked with me. One of them had just got on maternity and one of them had only joined me 2 weeks before the accident. And I sat there going, is there going to be a business for me to go back to?
You were going, I can't stop.
I can't stop. I can't. And some people did gather around and come in and worked and jumped into the business and called into the company once a week and helped me with the kind of management of the team and everything. But I said, I want to make this. Either I need to sell the thing, or I need to bring someone else in to run it, because I never want to be left in that position again. And I have brought Colin in. Colin came in 3 years ago. We now have 30 staff. He has all the skill set that I don't have to bring it to a much bigger thing than it was, and the policies and procedures and the process.
So hang on now. Instead of like making the business smaller or selling it, the business is bigger now.
Yeah, the business is bigger. But you see, what I actually really questioned myself on was, what do I love best? What do I love about my work? And what I love is dealing with clients. I love being face to face. And the other part of my work is I love coming in here and talking to you, and I love doing TV shows and my Instagram on a Saturday and writing books and all of that stuff and the corporate speaking. That's what the things that get me out of bed in the morning. So I wanted to create a situation with the private practice where all I had to do was deal with clients and then help Colin at board level.
So managing a business, that was what was giving you the stress.
Yeah.
Managing people, all of that stuff.
It was being the financial planner. It was being the HR. It was being accounting. It was dealing with the central bank. It was dealing with all the HR issues and payroll and doing everything and being everything to everybody. And then trying to do what I call my media work, which is coming in to meet you and all of that stuff as well. And trying to manage and balance that. So I said, what do I love? What do I like the best? And it was really, I like just dealing with clients, and that's what I want to try and create.
See, I think a lot of people who get a health scare and who work for themselves or who feel under pressure from their work side maybe just say, with the best of intentions, I'm going to change, but don't.
Yeah, I was certain. Like, I sat there on that Saturday morning when he walked away, when the surgeon walked away, and I had got that land and I got that shock, and I realised, I said, right, what things do I need to change? And I actually took out my phone and I put into my phone a 100-day countdown. And I said, I just need to have clarity on what I want to do in the next 100 days on all my different areas.
Putting more pressure on yourself.
Yeah,
but anyway.
And I do work to a deadline. That's just the way I work. But I did do that. And I said, right, what am I going to get done? What stuff do I want to achieve? What stuff do I want to change? Mm. I said I wanted to do more TV. I got more TV. I had, at that stage, I had only done one show on TV, and that was called This Crowded House. And Brendan Courtney presented that and brought me in to do some financial. And then How to Be Good When He came out the back of that. And then the Complaints Bureau and then all the TV shows.
But this is all more work now. I want to know what you did for yourself on the health side.
On the health
side,
you change? One of the things, I lost a whole pile of weight. I got myself back up and running once I was allowed. I got to do the New York Marathon 18 months later. I was absolutely delighted with that. I went off alcohol. Now, initially it was, you can't drink, you've just had it. And I know you hear lots of people will sit here in this chair or somewhere else across the station and say, yeah, I've given up alcohol and it's changed my life. I'm back on it. I missed it. Mm-hmm. Like, after 18 months, I said, no, I want a life with that. I don't want a life without it. And for me, that was the choice I made.
Have you changed how you approach alcohol in your life?
Yeah, sorry, totally. Yeah. Like, totally changed the way I've approached it. And it wasn't like, to be honest with you, alcohol is, I enjoy it. I enjoy going out and meet my mates, and I enjoy the engagement and all of that stuff. But also, it's, you know what, Claire, it's more about the appreciation of the little things. Like, I lost all my sense of smell, all my sense of taste initially, and never knew if I was going to get it back. And one of the things I did was, as I said, you know what I'm going to do? I was crap. Like, I was awful for, oh, I don't like veg and I don't like that food. And I said, I don't taste anything now. And I retrained my palate completely. And that was a big, big change. But it's the little things. Like, I was away.
And is that back now?
Yeah, it's back now. Yeah. Yeah, the smell is still a bit funny, but no, the taste is back and the smell is there. But you do appreciate it. Like, you're out running and you smell cut grass in spring for the first time. Mm. You do appreciate it. But it's little things. Like, I was away the last couple of weeks and I got back last week. But one of the things that I really appreciate was the little moments. And you do that throughout your... You're not now... I know you're saying I'm busier now than I was, or it sounds like I'm busier. I'm busier doing the stuff I want to do, but yes, I'm also not always reaching for the future. I'm appreciating what I have right now. Mm-hmm. Like, we did a walk at one stage in Yosemite last 2 weeks ago, and we pushed the extra mile. We went to one waterfall and we said, oh, look at that big waterfall up there. We pushed up and we entered the waterfall. And we spent half an hour with our feet in water at the top of this waterfall and just relaxing. And it was one of the most relaxing things I've done in ages.
Yeah, rather than looking for the next thing and the next thing.
Looking for the next thing. And you do really appreciate, you appreciate the people, you appreciate the time you have with people. You appreciate, there's certain things in my life that I do absolutely miss, and I'd like that to be improved, but that's not there. But there's so many things in my life that you just become much more grateful for. Mm-hmm. And you live... I know it sounds very kind of, it's too, for a financial planner.
Woo woo.
Yeah, it's too, but you do live for the moment and you do appreciate what you get.
It's a great way to be.
Yeah.
So in terms of the residuals then, after the 2 months, what were you in hospital for 2 months?
No, I wasn't in hospital for two. I was only in hospital for about a week, and then I was sent home. And you did a lot of the outpatient care in Beaumont is excellent, and you were in and out. But it was more or less you couldn't function. You couldn't really leave the house. You were in bed most of the time,
flat-lined.
And you were very tired very quickly.
But I'm just surprised to hear that you were running as quickly as you were. Well, I got back.
I'll tell you what it was. If I'm really honest, what happened was I wasn't allowed to run. I think they wanted me to stay off running for about 6 or 8 months. It was about 18 months later that I went back to do a marathon, but about 6 or 8 months they want to be, I did push them, I can't remember exactly the timeline what it was, but I did push them for my mental health, because I missed the running so much. I was a regular runner. A couple of weeks before I had done before I fell I had done the London Marathon about 2 weeks beforehand, and I was really finding that not having the running, that would have been my outlet, and that is still my outlet, to kind of think things through and stress reliever. So the running, not having the running, they did allow me to go back sooner to running than maybe they would have, and they just monitored that with me.
So you've no residual health problems, with tiredness or anything?
I had a headache for a year, and I say a headache. It wasn't that on and off. It wasn't I got headaches. I had the same headache for about a year. And the taste and the smell kind of came back over kind of 3-6 months. It kind of came back to probably, the smell is probably 90% back now, right? And the taste, I think, is fully back now. And I certainly enjoy my food much more now. And but there was no residuals. No, they did a good job. And like, I know it's brain surgery, but I think on the grand scheme of things of brain surgery, I don't think it's the really bad one. Like, I think what happened was the blood was pressing, was bleeding inside the skull and pressing against the brain. And they put a hole in it to take the blood out.
Right.
And they relieve the pressure.
Not simple either, Owen. It's a lot.
Brain surgery isn't simple, but I'm sure if you had a neurosurgeon here, they would say, oh yeah, no, on the grand scheme of things, if we have to do brain surgery, that's the one we prefer to do, because I'd imagine it's a simpler one. But look, it's one of those game changers. It's one of those things where you just sit back and say, what's it all about?
So now it is, do what you enjoy.
Do what you enjoy. Appreciate
enjoy
the
moment
you're sitting. Yeah. Appreciate the moments. Yeah. Set yourself a goal. Try and achieve it. But really appreciate it and enjoy the moment before you move on to the next thing. Don't just say, OK, got that done. What's next? And really enjoy the things that you're doing and enjoy them as you do them. And I do believe there's three things that we get to do. When you've got an experience coming up, and I believe life is much more about experiences than it is things. And what I would say is there's three elements to the enjoyment of that. There's the looking forward to it. There's the experiencing it. And there's the memory of it. And I really try and savour all three of them.
Oh, and it's great to hear your story. And it's great to talk to you about something other than financial planning.
We'll talk about auto enrollment again.
We will. We'll get back there. Thank you so much. That's Owen McGee. We will take a break before the news.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.